Mirek is back with you on two, Sophie. Regarding the Ethernet cable.
Chris Houston on two, at your convenience, no hurry.
Houston, Chris is with you on two. Apologies, I was in PMM, didn't hear you.
No problem, Chris. Hey, getting back to you on your question for the IFM pin kit gather, it is what you suspected, which is the CTB in the Ziploc does not need to be restowed. It stays in PMM.
Copy. So just grab that. Copy that. Yeah, that's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure based on the stow note. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'll grab that now while I have a moment.
And thanks for catching our typo.
Not a problem at all.
Station Huntsville on two for Chris and JLP. One quick delta for you.
Huntsville, Chris on two for JLP stowage.
With you on two, Chris.
Hey, I'm working on step two of this execution note, and I didn't find a 1.0 CTB BioServe Gloves 25599 in JLP Papa 2 Bravo 1 Charlie 1. Bravo 1 and Bravo 1 and Charlie are separate areas on this rack, and Bravo 1 had cold atom lab stuff, and Charlie 1 had ice bricks. So I was wondering if there's a different location.
Copy the question, Chris, and we are checking. And while we have you, wanted to give you a heads up for step three. We believe that Ziploc bag is actually in the Charlie 2 location, not in the Golf location. But that's for the next Ziploc bag you'll be looking for.
The JLP1, Alpha 1, Charlie 2. I'll check there.
Copy that, Chris, and we'll work on a location for the BioServe Long Gloves.
I'll be on. Thank you. So, Chris, on to for step three. Could you give me the location again that you expect that Ziploc bag containing pouches? I did not find it in JLP Alpha 1 Charlie 2.
Copy that. And that's the location we're expecting. So we'll scratch our heads on the ground. For the long gloves, we believe they should the CTB you're looking for is actually in the F2 of 1 Charlie 1 and not the port 2.
I copy that. Yep, I'll check now. I'll give one last check for this Ziploc bag containing pouches, but I didn't see, I saw some like stable trays and some foam clamshells. I found an empty Ziploc bag, but I didn't find any other Ziploc bags in that JLP Alpha 1 Charlie 2.
And we copy that.
Houston Station on two of the timeline.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting until Sergey finishes his ARED in order to work on the node 3A2. As I mentioned this morning, those have a big spatial constraint. We can't really do that at all when somebody's on ARED. So I was just wondering if any of the activities that are on my timeline later today, like, for example, the 3:30 activity for the SSC, if that could be performed early.
Yeah, Jessica, you could do that one early. We'll take a look and see what else.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be done relatively soon, so then I'll be able to do it since Sophie's done her ARIT. So I will do the SST stuff first. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Chris on two for JLP stowage.
We're with you on two, Chris.
Hello. I just wanted to check in if you guys had any more info on that item in step three of this JLP follow-up task. And if not, I'll keep pressing on. And if you have any ideas of where to check for it, I'm happy to go back.
The only other location that we're tracking is that Golf location, if you can check there. If not, then we have exhausted all of our efforts today, and so you can move on.
Yeah, I checked in Golf as well, and I didn't see anything that matched that description or any Ziploc bag that had a barcode on it. So, I'll keep pressing on. Thanks, yeah. And if something comes up, let me know, and I'll be happy to look for it.
We'll do. We'll give you a call if something comes up, but thanks for looking.
No problem. Dick, Chris on two for cable routing.
Unique is with you on two. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon. I was wondering if it's okay if I get an early start on this cable routing task.
And Chris, you're good to start early, but just be mindful of HRF DC2 connections.
Copy that. I'm going to get an early start, and I will be mindful of the HRF connections. Thank you.
Station Houston on two for Chris. At your convenience.
is with you on two.
Yeah, just a heads up. We have a quick go back on SSC7 for you sometime before you start the PEPS inspection later. So if you would not mind giving us a call when it's convenient, we'll give you the steps for that.
It's very convenient right now. I'm happy to do it.
Okay. Well, first, we'd just like the current status, what's shown on the screen, if the lid's open or closed. And then we would like some steps repeated from that task list the other day. Then the POC book 4.2.301. Basically, it's loading into the load image server again. So that's steps 1.4 through 1.9.
Copy that. Let me go back to it, and that's just basically rebooting and holding down F12, if I remember. So I'll translate back over there and get that done in a second.
Yeah, that's a good recall. Okay, thank you. I didn't have to jump in front of the cable routing, but whenever it's convenient.
Yeah, no worries. This will be quick. I'll get to it in like 2 minutes. Houston, Chris on two for SSC7. It's currently at a screen that says Select Load Configuration. It says TRC-11 at the top left, but it's not showing any images listed, so I think I could just reboot it while holding down F12 if that works for you guys.
That's good. Let's do that.
Houston, Chris on two. SSC7 is back up into the network boot. Now it says Select Load Image Server, and it has a bunch of connected items listed under it. It says TRC-23 in the top left.
Hey, Chris, super. We'll take it from here, and you can go your next task. Thank you for your help.
Absolutely. My pleasure, yeah. And I should be pretty flexible afternoon, so if you need me to pop back and do anything with it, just give me a call, and I'm happy to do it.
Well, thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on two.
Huntsville with you on two.
Okay, so I ran into Sophie, who had done the original JLT audit, and she helped me find it. So this bag was actually inside a CTV, 0.5, 5047, which is in that Charlie 2 location. And so it's a Ziploc bag that contains four thaw pouches. One of the thaw pouches has a barcode Bravo Sierra Tango 02693 Juliet. I can read you the other barcodes if you want, but it's a thaw pouch, serial number 3, serial number 2, serial number 1.
Help you all, Chris. Thank you, Sophie, for the assist. That is great joy because we were struggling here on the ground to find where that could be. We copy all those thaw pouches. Stand by one so we can find you a new stow location or maybe trash. We'll let you know. Stand by.
Sounds good. Thanks. Sophie has graciously volunteered to take care of the stowage of those. So just give her a call whenever you've got it. Thank you.
Copy all.
Huntsville station on two for MOG.
Huntsville with you on two.
I think I may have just answered my own question. Sorry, I think I did find the right file. I just wasn't in the payload folder yet. I'll proceed with 2.001. I'll let you know if I have any questions.
We copy. No worries. We know you always like to call Huntsville or standing by if you have any other questions. Thanks, Jessica.
You've got my number. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Chris on two for cable management.
And we are with you on two. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, so in cleaning up some of the cables, I found an Ethernet cable 5 meter, serial number 1007, that was just coiled up and tucked in here but not plugged into anything, and I was just wondering if there's a location I should stow that.
Copy, Chris, we are checking.
Munich, Chris, on two, one other cable for you that seems to not be plugged into anything. There's a USB adapter, A to B. 5 meters, serial number 1107, that's routed here on Columbus F4 all the way to F2, but it is unplugged at both ends.
And we copy, Chris, for both cables, and we are checking.
Copy all. Thank you.
So station on two for MOG.
We're with you on two.
We knew I wanted to talk to you again. That all worked correctly on SSC27. I'm on SSC4 now, and I got a different window. When I did the right click on the PS1 file, I got the window that says It looked like it was the same window at first, but then it says execution policy change. The execution policy helps protect you from scripts that you do not trust. Changing the policy might expose you to security risk, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, do you want to change the execution policy? Yes, yes to all, no, no to all, suspend or help.
We copy. Click yes to all.
Hey, yes to all. And with that one, I got an error, could not encrypt target file, error code 2.2.
We copy, Jessica. With that, we're going to need a little bit of time to check. So we'll give you a call once we have a next step.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks. Just FYI, this SSC, you know, if you want to check with Houston, they've been doing reconfiguring some of our SSCs, given some problems we were having previously with Doug and with WorldMath, and SSC4 was one of the ones that they had done some changes on, and that would be different from SSC 27 that we used in Columbus because they didn't do any changes on that one.
We copy. That's a great data point. Thank you.
Finnick, Chris on two. One more Ethernet cable question for you.
And we are ready to copy. One more Ethernet cable. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so in this coil of cables, there's also another Ethernet cable that this one is only disconnected on one end. It's Ethernet cable 5 meters, serial number 1022. There's just sort of a free end of it in Columbus aft deck 4 region, and it looks like it plugs into patch panel 2.2 in the November 5 location at the other end. And I was just wondering if I should leave this coiled up in Act 4, or if there's a better place for it, or if it could be unplugged and stowed somewhere.
And Chris, we copy for the last Ethernet cable that it's only free on one end, and you can leave that one as it is, and we're going to come back to you shortly with the locations for the other two cables that you found.
Copy that, and just to confirm for that one, you want the free end to be stored near aft deck 4, or would it be possible for me to sort of relocate that free end to, like, maybe aft 3 or something to get it a little bit further away from the rotational parts of E4D?
And, Chris, thank you for your suggestion, but we would actually like to keep it as it is in that location.
Welcome.
Station Huntsville on space ground 2 for Sophie and two quick stowage items.
Station, Sophie is with you on 2.
Sophie, Chris let us know that you helped him find those thaw pouches, and we were going to let you know you can trash all four of those in the hardware JSB.
Copy, trashing in the hardware JSB. Thank you very much.
And additionally, one more question. This morning during your AstroPi activity, you reported finding a payload shroud. We were tracking this as lost, so you've won the final Easter egg hunt of the season. If you could give us any identification or serial numbers, barcodes, anything would be very helpful for this find.
Okay, great. Well, if this was reported lost, maybe we might find some other things that were reported lost as well, because there were a whole ton of things in this sewage drawer. Do you want me to go ahead and mention everything that I found in there that is currently temp stowed in this mesh bag?
If you're offering and have the time, we would love to take you up on this. If you want to call it down, we're all ears, but a crew note and no rush on this at all. We are just very thankful that you're doing this for us.
Okay, great. Let me do this in 5 minutes. I'll be right with you.
We copy all. Thanks, Sophie.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Cables in Columbus.
This is with you, Andrew.
And, Chris, we have a restow locations for those cables that you found earlier, if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy. Thank you.
So Ethernet cable is going to go to node 1, deck 4, Gulf 1 location, and 1.0 CDB labeled generic laptop hardware, number 1, serial number 1270. How copy?
That Ethernet cable serial number 1007 is going to node 1, deck 4, and a 1.0.1270.
And that's a good readback, and the USB adapter is going to go to node 1, deck 4, delta 1, in a Ziploc bag labeled USB pantry.
The USB adapter goes to node 1, deck 4, delta 1, Ziploc USB pantry. Thank you.
And that's a good readback. Thank you, Chris.
Problems.
Nick from Sophie M2 for AstroPi.
And Munich is with you on too. Go ahead, Sophie.
Yes, so I tried another session of focusing, trying to focus the image with the iPad and the streaming, but it still did not work. I'm reaching the maximum both for aperture and focus. So with both at the maximum, it seems where it's the sharpest, but it's clearly not sharp. So I don't have enough control on that knob to adjust to have a good focus. I would like to ask you to try to send me a picture of what the lens should look like right now. So when I connected the lens, I understood there is this black ring that is close to the astropy that should not be removed. It was in the notes of the procedure, so I did not remove it. But there was also another ring installed on the lens itself. So I was wondering if we should have those two black rings or, yeah, maybe send me a picture. I tried to look and the procedure didn't find a detailed picture of the actual lens connection to the astropy, and I would like to have this.
And we caught you all. And first of all, Sophie, big thanks to you for taking a lot of your free time and helping us troubleshoot the AstroPie activities today and also giving us great suggestions. We actually have one more thing that we would like to try, and it's actually to manipulate the back focus ring. And you could see an image of this back focus ring in figure 12, and that would be under an if block at step 4.10.
4.10 under if block. Copy. Let me check. Okay, I'll definitely do not check this because we were not into this configuration of this if block. But now I'm going to check this, and I'll go take a tiny screwdriver, and I'll be back with you once I've checked it.
And copy all, and the other rings should be like you should have the focus in infinity and aperture in 8, and then you can manipulate the back focus ring, and we would like you actually to turn it clockwise, so until the heart stops, and then you can turn it back, and actually may take 1.5 turn to get to a focused image.
Okay, let me try all this, and I will probably call you back for a bit of guidance if I need to. Let me first get the screwdriver.
Copy all, and we are ready to support whenever you call.
Thanks from Sophie for AstroPie.
We are with you on two. Go ahead, Sophie.
So it did not solve the problem. It seemed to have improved a tiny bit, but not solved the problem with the back focus ring. And just for your information, there was no screw attached to the back focus ring as described in the procedure. So in the end, I just, I was able to turn it without having to unscrew anything because there was no screw. And I think next step would be for you to send me a picture of those lenses and black rings, and just to make sure that we have the same configuration, just in case there has been a change or an adaptive ring on those thing that is not supposed to be there. And yeah, we can try this.
And Sophie, we copy all. Please stand by one, and we are going to come back to you with further instructions. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and AstroPie.
Please with you on this.
And Sophie, sorry for keeping you in standby for this long. We would like you actually to open the original procedure of this XDP, which would be procedure 2.308, AstroPie development in WRF for AstroPie challenge. And there in figure 3, you have less lens adjustment image. Maybe this helps clarify. And the positions of focus ring and aperture ring is available in figure 3, and we would like you only to manipulate the back ring that is closest to the AstroPie itself.
Are you checking? So this is the figure I had already checked because I could see it on the other XDP procedure. So, yeah, this is what I have here, but if you have, I don't know. So I don't know how to troubleshoot it more. I think everyone should think about this, and maybe, again, if you have a ground model and a picture, I would appreciate this. The picture that I have on the non-XTP procedure doesn't have the lens mounted on the AstroPi. This is what I want to see. But I guess it's maybe not for today because it would require some time. So, yeah, but I think it would help to just see the final picture. And while we are all scratching our heads on this, I think it's a good time to disconnect the iPad, unless you want me to leave everything connected, and just so that we leave in a sustainable configuration.
And we copy all, Sophie, and this figure was just to reference the other two rings and just to confirm that they were in expected position, but as we understood, they are, and we also on ground do not have at the moment any ideas how can we go forward with this. So once again, big thanks to you for supporting us today. You can close out with the remaining steps of the activity, we'll figure out what to do to troubleshoot this further in the upcoming days.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Ethernet cable trash location at your convenience. And Sophie, we have a trash location for you for the faulty ISL Ethernet cable that you used early in an AstroPi activity, if you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
Perfect. So this cable can be trashed in the current hardware JSB serial number 5447 in PMM1 end cone trash area.
Current hardware JSB 5447 in PMM. Thanks.
And that's a good readback. And if you can just confirm if the serial number of that cable was as per Stow Note 042.
Nick from Sophia 2, the serial number of the ISL Ethernet cable that was that did not work was serial number 042.
And we copy that. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Nick from Sophia 2 for PTV. Sorry, not Munich, Houston. Houston from Sophia 2 for PTV for T2 session.
Station Houston for Sophie. We need the entire treadmill in view, please. We only see about half of it.
Okay, we'll adjust.
Thank you.
Is it now?
Thank you.
Houston, station on 2-4, Eris.
Go ahead.
Okay, never mind. I had been waiting for the battery to charge on Eris, and it had, not just been blinking for hours, and then Jessica said she had a later Eris activity, and it was done, and she just changed the battery on it. So never mind. So all set on that. I'm also staring at SSC7, and was wondering if you guys needed anything done with that. It's still on the load image server screen.
Checking. Chris, that SSC7 reload is in work, and everything seems to be going well so far, knock on wood. So just stay hands-off for now.
Copy that, Wilco. Yeah, the screen hasn't changed at all, but, it's all going on and working. That's great for us.
Station on 2 for MOG.
Jessica, Hansel, with you on 2.
I was just checking if you guys had any other words on SSC4 or if I was still waiting for that.
Yeah, because you reported that SSC27 was in a good config, this will be our primary for MOG op coming up. We still need some time to scratch our heads for SSC4, so we won't have any updates for you today. We'll probably get it rescheduled within the next couple of days, but thank you for troubleshooting for us earlier.
Okay, copy. And just out of curiosity, where are those MOG ops taking place?
Right now, we'll have them in a few weeks from now, and we don't have the location at this time.
Okay, copy. I was just asking because those SSCs are in very different locations, but I'm not actually sure what MOG is, so maybe it's a mobile thing and that doesn't matter.
I'm not sure either, but I am hearing that, it is the mobility graph. Haha, that's bad. Sorry.
Okay, awesome. Mobility is the name of the game. Thanks. So should I consider that activity complete for now, or we might try something else later?
Affirm, this will be complete for now. We'll reschedule it later.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for PEPS.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for the a couple of types of spec airlock items are going to be extremely difficult to reach, and I was wondering if we actually needed to check them this time. In particular, the pre-breathe masks, which are, they're currently in the equipment lock, and they're behind just a ton of stowage that we pulled out from NG24. And our pre-breathe mask that's in the pre-breathe spare skit in the airlock 141 panel, well, we need to rotate the ETA to get at that, and the ETA is not rotatable at the moment, because of all the stowage for NG24. So just wanted to check if you guys were okay skipping those for this PEPS audit.
Okay, we copy checking. Chris, it may be a little bit before we have a good answer on that, if you want to press on.
Yeah, I'll press on. I mean, my guess would be it'd probably be at 20 to 30 minutes at least just for checking those items, because you basically have to unstow all the stuff in the airlock to get at them.
Copy. Thank you for that good description.
10 from Sophia 2 for T2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to confirm before starting that the view is good for you.
Camera adjustment looks good. Are you able to zoom out any more than that?
Question.
That looks great right there.
Hey, thanks. Let's start then.
Houston, Chris on 2 for PEPS.
And with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in about those pre-breeze masks in the airlock, and if you guys were okay skipping those this time due to, the stowage situation in there, needing to basically unstow the airlock. I don't think these are, used in an EMER or anything like that, so I just figured it might not make sense to try to unstow the airlock just to verify that they're there.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, we're good with that plan. We won't take a look at those today. Concur, they're not used in emergencies. I think this was just a convenient time to look at them, but obviously you've uncovered that it is not very convenient to look at them. So we won't look at those today. Report.
Well, yeah, I think that makes sense. I did not think it was the intent to go through a ton of stowage to look at them. So I'm glad. Thank you guys for checking with me on that. Chris is with you on 2.
Chris, we were just reading the crew notes you left on that PEPS inspect. We have some follow-ups for you. It's not urgent, but when you have a chance, we can talk that. Wanted to get that in your queue.
Yeah, now's a great time.
Both of these comments relate to the second paragraph you left in the crew note. Basically, in that CTB 5537, which is the one where you found not assembled PPA, we'd like you to go ahead and just label that, that that's not ready to go in an emergency. Think of that as where we have some spares we know of. Makes sense?
Station Houston on 2. Chris?
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, it's Elias. We're just responding to your notes there. We noticed that there were some kind of not useful bags relative to the PEPs in Note 3. And so we just wanted to let you know, for the ones that just had the PBA bottles not attached to QDMAs, you can label that as such, that there's just bottles there, not QDMAs, however you want to label that. And then for the bag that has bottles and QDMAs that are not attached to one another, you can go ahead and attach them today if you'd like to.
Okay, yeah, if there's no problem, I think that makes a lot more sense to have them attached than not. So I will go ahead and do that, and I'll put some labels on the one that's just bags. Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about it as I was going through. It's like, oh man, there's three bags that all kind of look the same, but two of them are not super useful in an emergency immediately, and one is much more useful. So thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Happy all. Thanks, Chris.
Good to hear your voice, Elias.
Hear you too, man.
Station on 2 for T2.
We do have a good view.
Okay, copy, thanks. And then obviously, I'm sure you guys are following along. Jack and I are just going to do a little swap. So I'll go now, and then he'll go after the AREPS.
Okay, sounds good.
Houston, Chris on 2 for UID. Good calibration scan in step 3.5.6.
Okay, copy. You can press.
Copy pressing.
And station and Jackson 2 for WHC light.
Go ahead.
Our UPA not receive red light is illuminated. The check light step indicates that It's indeed on.
All right. Looks like UPA went loss of comm. We're going to take care of this from the ground, and no actions for you.
Be no crew action required. Understand WHC's go for use.
Copy.
That was a question. Is WHC go for use?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's go for use.
Appreciate it. WHC's go for use. Thanks. And station Jackson 2, looking for photo TV go, start T2.
Please go.
Full station on 2 for LSG.
I'm with you on 2.
The LSG support.
I'm for copies.
Chris on 2. I found that piece of caps on tape. It was on number 16, and it has been removed. Thank you.
Console copies all. Thanks, Chris.
So from Sophie on 2.
Console's with you on 2, Sophie.
No, it just looks more what was inside the stowage compartment as well as in the mesh bag, which I attempt to do in that one overhead 1 Bravo 1. And since the description might be a bit tricky, I did a picture inventory for you, and so I will downlink it right away from SSC25, and so you'll be able to have all of these.
We copy. Photos are going to be coming down on SSC25. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, and there are definitely a lot of shrouds. And probably including the payload shrouds, but I did not find any serial number on them. And so for me, it's, there are different sizes, different type of shrouds. So without serial numbers, I cannot really identify 100%.
We copy all. Thanks for looking for some identification anyways.
Welcome.